Monday the 19th of May, the 29th of Omer, Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Dovid, Rabbi Kassif, in Yom Pesach Sheni.
Morning all. being the 14th of Iyar today, so we have Pesach Sheni. Just to tell you the significance of the day, I saw here in the Chida in Moreh Be'etzva, he tells us the importance of the day, and he marks it as follows. He says, Simon Veshka, face. Sorry. One little line, he says, Yom Pesach Sheini, Yar Besimcha. We should increase in Simcha on this day. Yar Besimcha Kitas, Ki Kadosh Hayom. It's a holy day. There's a commentary on this sefer. This was Chida on Moreh Be'etzva. There's a commentary by Rabbi Yehoshua Volozhin, and he writes, "Mizeh yesh nohagim sheloy lomar tachnun b'yom Pesach Sheini." It's a minhag not to say tachnun on Pesach Sheini. V'chen mashma sheken noten dad maran achida. Although he doesn't say not to say tachnun, but it says shebimar be'besimcha. It's obvious. Those who have the custom not to say Tachnun today, Ilan Godul Lismachalav. They got a great authority on whom to rely. And then he refers you to the Gemara in Chulin, Dafkuf Kaftet, and Megillas Tanis, which talks about Pesach Zeira, small Pesach, Delole Mispet, where it's a forbidden to make a Hespet on Pesach Sheini, and so it's already from the time of Tannoim, because Megillah Tan is from the time of Tannoim. I'd like to look a little bit more as to the Indian of this Pesach Sheini. And I saw here in the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov of Emden. Yaakov of Emden writes, Yudalit Iyar, Hu Yom Tov Shel Divreihem, is a Yom Tov Derabbanan, and he quotes Nechisat Pizcha Zeira, is a time where they shechted the small Pesach, meaning the second Pesach, and he's quoting from Megillah Tanis. Raui Shelo Lomar Bo Tachnun. So the Yavetz is also, we shouldn't say Tachnun on this day. I'll call upon him. Now he writes something very, very interesting. The Tam Pesach Sheni, what's the reason that Pesach Sheni is on the 14th of Iyar? Shehuk Bavi Iyar. Because if we think about it, what happened is that we're in the Midbar, and suddenly it was Pesach, and some didn't come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, what are we going to do with Tam and Meis? We become unclean by dealing with a dead corpse, and we can't make Pesach. Lama nigara, why should we lose out? The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Kaf Hei, tells us what actually happened. The Gemara in Sukkah says as follows. Three opinions the Gemara brings. Rabbi Yossi says that it was those who were carrying Aron of Yosef. People were carrying the Aron of Yosef, so they were Tom and Mace, so they couldn't make Pesach. Yosef's after Kasha, there in Sukkah. He says, how can it be? They came to Har Sinai, they were there for a good while. So by the time they got to Pesach, they were not traveling. It was 10 months later. They were not traveling. They stayed by Har Sinai, they stayed there quite a while. So that's Yosef's Kasha. Comes the next opinion, it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that was not Aron Oshel Yosef. It was Mishael and Eltzofen, who were the brothers of Nodav and Avihu, children of Aaron, who on the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they died, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Mishael and Eltzofen, you go and get them out and bring them out and deal with them. So they became Tom and Nefesh, and again Tosfos after Kasher. Pesach is on the 14th. Erev Pesach is on the 14th. No, there's plenty of time to deal with it. Now, you could say, hold on, they didn't have Parah Aduma. So Gemara in Arachin tells us that on first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was inaugurated, Shemoina Parashiyos Nitoisubo, Hashem gave Moshe eight extra mitzvahs. One of them was Parah Aduma. So Parah Aduma was given immediately after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Next day, they made a Parah Aduma. In fact, in Seder Olam Rabbah, I was looking, but the first Parah Aduma was made on 2nd of Nisan, first year. So they could have been clean. So the Gemara comes to a third conclusion, and that is, there were 10 met mitzvah. And met mitzvah, not dafka somebody who didn't have anybody, they were all in the world together. So if somebody died, and the family had to deal with him, and that was the reason that they were ten ameis. So, and these two yidden come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, "Lamani gara, why should we lose that?" I'll come back to that in a minute. But going back to the Yavetz, so the Yavetz is asking, why on the 14th of Iyar? If Parah Aduma was made on the 2nd of Nisan, and they would have had the Efer straight away. And if they would have been Tom and Mays from before, in fact, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Shiva, that 7 days of, were finished on Erev Pesach. That's what the Gemara says. So the 7 days finished on Erev Pesach, they had Efer Parah, but they themselves became only Tom just before Pesach. And it's finished in another place, and there was nothing they could do about it. Now, but they could have done a week after Pesach. Why wait till the 14th? Why did Hashem Yisbarak decide to wait till the 14th of Iyar to deal with his problem? They could have two even come and say, "We are Tommy. We don't want to lose out on Pesach. So fine, you got a Pesach para. So I'll let you do Pesach Sheni." 10 days later, a week later, why? Says the Yavetz, and he says as follows. He asks, why Hukba Be'iyah? Why so far ahead? Gilulim in Hashemayim. Amazing lashon he uses it. It's been revealed to him from Shemayim that the reason for this is connected to the following. Lefi Shebo Kalta Harara Shehotziyu Mimitzrayim. Harara Shehotziyu Mitzrayim is the matzus that they came out of Egypt with. Yeah, it says that they didn't have enough time, and in fact, it says in the Torah, "Velo asu tzeda lader." They didn't prepare food to go with them. So how did they eat? They didn't take food from Mitzrayim. Torah clearly says, "Velo asu lahem tzeda lader." But all they did is they tried to bake bread, which didn't have enough time, so it became a matzah, and that's all they had. So the Medrash Rabba in Shmois, in Parsha Gimel, Seif Beis, there the Medrash tells us an interesting conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem Yisbarach. When Hashem Yisbarach asked Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim and bring the Yidden down, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the course of the whole discussion there, in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, "And what are we going to eat when I bring them into the Midbar and we're going to take the Yidden there? One more, how am I going to feed so many people?" And Hashem Yisbarach says, "You leave it to me." He says, "I will deal with that problem." And the Medrash Rabba tells us, how did Hashem deal with it? Because man came on the 6th, on the 15th of the year. Man came on the 15th of Iyar. What did they do till the 14th of Iyar? Says the Medrash that Harara, the cake, the matzah, Shehotziyu Mitzrayim, that they brought from Egypt, lasted them miraculously till the 14th of Iyar, till Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, they still ate matzah that they brought from Egypt. Miraculously, that lasted them till then. And it stopped that day. They asked it that day and it stopped. And the next day, Mon came. And the Medrash Rabbah tells us, they learn it from the Pesukim, that the at the end, the Torah says that how long did the Yidden eat Mon? And the Torah clearly says, Arboim Shana Achlut Aman. So the Gemara asks a question. If Mon started falling on the 16th of a year or the 15th of a year, and they got to Mitzray and they got to Eretz Israel, they were in the Midbar, a total of 40. So it says it's missing 1 month. The month that they left Mitzrayim, they didn't eat Mon. Says the Gemara, it comes to teach you that they didn't eat Mon. They ate the matzah and it tasted like Mon, and therefore the Torah says that the Mon was eaten for 40 years. Says the Yavetz that because of that miracle that they ate the matzahs until the 14th of Iyar, Hashem said to them, bring the Korban Pesach Sheni, we'll make it a Yom Tov. And they may, and that was the reason he says he was told from Shemaim that that's the reason for Pesach Sheni on the 14th of Iyar. It says Lefikach Hakan Nimshach Gam Yitziat Mitzrayim VeAchilat Matzah. The whole concept of the Yitziat Mitzrayim and eating matzahs was prolonged, and therefore one can celebrate Pesach on the 14th of Iyar. It's one long continuation of the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Yavetz, that ended on the 14th of the year, and therefore the 14th of the year is a big day. Velachen bePesach Sheni matzah vechomet imo b'bayit. When you eat the korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, you eat the korban as a proper korban Pesach, but you eat bread. You can have bread. Kimo shehaya bepam rishon, as of the first time that they made Pesach Sheni, which was then. Hare davar barul lefanecha b'ma shelo moad bo adam davar meolam. He says, I'm telling you something that no one has ever said it before. It's amazing. The Yavetz, very confident. Sorry? Well, they could have baked it on. So that year, now, you were allowed to eat chametz and matzah. Whether they had it, I forgot. But they didn't have no food, so.
Excuse me. Pesach Rishon is the 15th of Nisan. And Pesach Sheni is the 14th of the 14th of year.
No, no, we're talking about 14th of the year, we're talking about. 14th of the year. Yeah. The 15th was when the man first came down. 15th year when the man first came down. Yes? So now if we look at the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach and try and understand the concept of Pesach Sheni and see what lesson we can learn from Pesach Sheni, the meaning to us today. The Gemara tells us in Psochim Das Tzadik Gimel Perek Mishayah Tomeh, and then it deals with the problem of a person who's Tomeh and can't make Pesach, and it deals with Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara there brings a machlokes tanoim as to what's the reason of Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara gives three opinions. First opinion the Gemara says is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nosson, and Hanane ben Akavya. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should know one thing. Pesach Sheni doesn't come to replace the first Pesach. It's a Yom Tov that Hashem made regel bifnei atzmo. We think, why do we have Pesach Sheni? Only because a person was tamei, and therefore in order to make up and correct it, so we got a second Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda, no, Pesach Sheni is regel bifnei atzmo. Proof? You quote the paraita. Ger shenit gayer, the katan shehigdil. A person who was not Jewish, and in the middle of the month of between Pesach and 14th of Iyar, he became a ger. Should he bring a korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni or not? Says Rabbi Yehuda, he says, but he wasn't chayav on Pesach first Pesach, so why should you ask for a second opportunity? You were not chayav, go and finish. A cotton. And let's say that the cotton lonim nualad. When the father made Pesach, they didn't count the child in it, for whatever reason. So he now became bar mitzvah. He wasn't chayav, why should he be chayav now? Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, he says, it doesn't come to make up for the first Pesach. Prove here that it's a new Yom Tov, and it's an opportunity to bring a korban Pesach. Those who were already did it, so they're not chayav anymore, but those who were not, who didn't do it, they're not chayav. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along Rabbi Nosson and he says, no, Pesach Shani, Tashlumin. If you didn't daven in the morning, so you can have Tashlumin in Mincha and daven twice Mincha. But you can't daven twice Mincha for no reason. Tefillah and Nedarim is a different story. But Tashlumin you can. Says Rabbi Nosson, it's only Tashlumin. So a person who was not who didn't have a Chiyu, there's no Tashlumin to make. Then comes Hananiah Ben Akavia, and he says, no, it's not Tashlumin, it's Takanta. Takanta means I'm putting something right. What's the Chiluk between Tashlumin and Takanta? Chiluk is like this, that if you are mazed on Pesach Rishon, I can't be bothered, I don't want to bring Pesach. I didn't feel like bringing Pesach. Mazed. So I'm higher Korach. Come Pesach Sheini. If it's Tashlumin, it's b'mezid. You can't, if you don't daven in the morning, b'mezid, you can't daven in the afternoon twice. It's amazing, so you can't finish. It's high of chorus. You can't put it right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Nosson, you can't do Tashlumin. But according to Akavia, Hanania ben Akavia, it's Takanta. Although I am higher that I didn't do it on Pesach Rishon, and the Chiyum Kares, I can remove it now. I can make it a Takona, I can put it right, and I can bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, and I can be metaken the Chiyum Kares. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no problem, because Rabbi Yehuda holds regular Bifnei Atzmo, so he definitely can. So those three opinions. Comes Rambam, and he tells us as follows. Misha Yatom Bishas Shechitas Pesach. She'en Shohatin Alam. Person was Tamil, you didn't check for him. Because you can't even, in the case we had in the Torah, which the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Erev Pesach was Shvi Yishlahem. So really, in the evening, they could have had Korban Pesach. So in the evening, they could have had Efer Parah and eat it. No. Because B'Sha'at Shchita, at the time that they check the Pesach, you've got to be suitable for Pesach. And since they were Tamil, they were not suited, they couldn't be counted in the Korban Pesach. So therefore, the evening they couldn't eat it. So therefore, Oshi Hayab Bederech Brehokah, he was far away from the Beis HaMikdash. And you couldn't bring a Korban Pesach. On Ena, so there was an Oinish. Whatever happened, it was an Oinish. Be'onis Acher, Oshi Shagag, he made a mistake, whatever. V'lo Hikriv Barishon, Arez Emevi Pesach, Be'ar Ba'as Al Chodesh Sheni Ben Arbaim. He brings a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Ushkitat Pesach ze mitzvah taseh bifnei atzmo. It's a new mitzvah. The we have in the Torah 248 Ramach mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs. Pesach Sheini is not part of Pesach Rishon. It's an interim mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. So really, before Pesach Sheini came along, we had 247 mitzvahs in the Torah. When you count mitzvahs, you see all the chachamim who count the mitzvahs. Pesach Sheni is 248. It makes it. V'doichet HaShabbos. Gemara says it's doichet Shabbos. I'm in Paschal. In fact, the Gemara holds, according to I think it was Rabbi Yehuda, it's even doichet Tumah. That on Pesach Rishon, if you're Tamil, you can bring the Korban. But Pesach Sheni, if you're Tamil, you could bring the Korban. Even Tamil. But Rambam doesn't hold like that. She'en Hasheni Tashlumin LaRishon. Who is Rambam holding like? He's holding Regel Bifnei Atzmo. He's holding Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Tashlumin. It's not making up for the first Pesach. Ella Regel Bifnei Atzmo. He's holding Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda was not the one who says that it's Doiche Tumah. It's Doiche Shabbos only. It's Hananiah ben Akavi who holds that even it's Doiche Tumah. Lefika Hayovim Ala Alav Karet. כיצד? מי ששגג או נאנס ולא הקריב בראשון, אם הזיד, או אם הזיד ולא הקריב בשני. A person who couldn't make it the first Pesach, for whatever reason. The second Pesach, he said, I can't be bothered to go back to Jerusalem to bring a korban. So he's mazid, hayav karet. Ve'im shagag o ne'nas af b'sheini, potter. If even if I had a second oinus on Pesach, now here comes the Rambam. He says, hazid v'lo hikri barishim. He was mazid on the first Pesach. Didn't want to bother. Harezem makrib b'sheini. He can bring on Pesach sheini. Ve'im lo hikrib b'sheini af api shishogag harezem hayav karet. So you can see that even a person who was mazid on Pesach rishon, making himself high of chorus. Rambam holds that in place of Sheini he can put it right. It's a gewaltic thing that the opportunity that Hashem Yisbarach gives that you don't see by any other mitzvah, that if you miss it this mana, then you've got a second opportunity. Most mitzvahs that have a time limit, that's it, the time limit is gone. You're not given a second opportunity. This mitzvah, high of chorus, and you've got a second opportunity. I mean, that's the amazing thing about Pesach Sheni. The amazing thing about Pesach Sheni is it's a mitzvah like no other mitzvah in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, Hashem Yisbarach gave him a Torah. Where do you find that a new mitzvah is added because somebody says, I want it? This Yidden came along, they knew that they were potter. That's the interesting thing, because when Erev Pesach came, they were Tom and Mace. So if they were potter, why should they come and say to Moshe, Lama Nikara, you're potter, you don't need to bring a korban Pesach. And not only that, they were Isaac in a mitzvah, met mitzvah. So they're Isaac in a mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. So why should they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Lama Nikara? Now, it's interesting, because by that evening, they knew that they were Tom and Mace 7 days earlier. Why did they leave it to Erev Pesach? So the Gemara and Sukkah says, all this happened on Erev Pesach. Why did they leave it to Erev Pesach to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why didn't they complain to Moshe Rabbeinu on the first day and say, you know what, 7 days' time, it's Erev Pesach, we're going to shach to a korban. We're not going to be available. They left it to the last day. But it could be like this. While they were Oisek in the mitzvah, they are parted from the mitzvah, they didn't feel a need to replace that mitzvah. Fine, we a person does a mitzvah, the word mitzvah means sabta. Gemara tells us that the word mitzvah means you're connected, you're attached. You do a command, you're connected to the person who commands you. A king issues a command, the subject does his command. He is connected to the king. Hashem Yisbarach gives you a mitzvah. We do his mitzvah, we're attached to Hashem Yisbarach. While they were doing a mitzvah of met mitzvah, and they had no chiyu, they felt that attachment to the Eibishter. They didn't feel a need to ask Hashem Yisbarach. They knew by the evening, finished. That mitzvah of met mitzvah is gone. All Yidden would be sitting down, let's say, they're making a korban Pesach. And we now feel that we are not going to be attached to Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to lack that mitzvah. And here they come demanding, we want to be close to Hashem. So the lesson of Pesach Sheni is that sometime a Yid should have that ambition, should have that aspiration, that he wants to come close to Hashem, that he's not looking for a way that I'm possible from it. No, I want to serve Hashem, I want to come closer to Hashem. And that aspiration is Pesach Sheni. The aspiration of a few Yidden say, no, I don't want to give up on this. I want it. And Hashem responds by giving it. Imagine if they wouldn't have asked for it, how many mitzvahs would we have? 247. Now we have a similar case by the Bnei Tzlochad, that they felt an attachment to the Kedusha of Israel. They didn't want to lose out on that inheritance of Israel, the Kedusha of Israel. It's a mitzvah of Nachla in Israel. And they also felt Lama Nigara min Nachlat Avosayimu. And they also came and asked. Hadn't they asked, Hashem Yisbarach wouldn't have given a whole parsha of inheritance and how it should be. On two occasions, Yidden come along and they demand from Hashem Yisbarach, they request, We want to do a mitzvah. We want to be close. And Hashem is brought us respond by giving. So therefore a yid must have aspiration. A yid must want to be close to Hashem. And not, oh, I'm popular. Yeah, I'll leave it finished. Come on, what do I need it? No. The whole lesson is that Hashem is Barach, there's a lesson in tshuva. That we can always, there's always a way of putting things right. If we didn't do well the first time, Hashem gives you opportunities a second time. It's a very important lesson in tshuva. Second lesson is that we should aspire for it. We should want it, have the ambition. And Hashem is Barach responds when we, truth is, you could say, hold on, when it comes to mitzvahs, it's not a question of aspiring, you've got to do it. You can't hope that Hashem will do it for you. A yid should know that whatever we achieve in Yiddishkeit, not only is your efforts, but the Eibishter is helping you. And if the Eibishter wouldn't help us, we wouldn't achieve in Yiddishkeit whatever we're achieving. So we need to turn to Hashem that we want to progress in Yiddishkeit and Torah and Mitzvahs, and ask Hashem to help us, to bring us nearer. That's the lesson of Pesach Shemini.
Yeah.
Sorry.